Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health and wellness, with host, board-certified nutrition and wellness practitioner, Martina DeGoot, and co-host, Kimberly Briggs. Together with expert guests, they bring you the very best in holistic health and wellness. Your comments and feedback are important to us. To speak to the host, call 914-338-0741. That's 914-338-0741. Now here is Martina DeGoot.
So sorry. Good morning. Good morning. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Oh, goodness. Kimberly?
Uh-oh, we
Kimberly.
Lost her. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I have no idea what happened. Oh, let's start over. Good morning and welcome to the Healthy Explosion Show. Good morning, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great this morning, except for the, don't know what happened with the phone system. Michelle of I Run Against Diabetes is with us this morning. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Great, great, great. Now, before we get started, I just want to give a little information about today's show. We are going to be talking about diabetes. And our special guest, Michelle, of I Run Against Diabetes has really taken the bull by the horn, so to speak, and she's using fitness to fight against diabetes. Now, I just want to advise you that the topics discussed on this show is not intended as a substitute for regular medical care, so always, always consult your physician or healthcare provider before changing your diet, exercise routine, and definitely do not stop taking your medication. This show is for informational purposes only. Please seek the advice of your physician or healthcare provider. Kimberly?
Hi.
Hi. we've got some, you know, first I just want to say last week's show was really awesome. Chef Kimberly, and anyone that actually listened to the show last week, if the recipes can be downloaded from the archive section of healthyexplosionshow.com. Now, Michelle, you have really a very powerful testimony and very inspiring, especially the fact that you weren't an athlete. From, you know, most people start practicing from they were very young, but you got into this only three short years ago. So first, we're just going to have you just talk a little bit, just share with us about your, a little bit about you.
Okay, I grew up in Jersey, and I moved to Atlanta, or Georgia rather, in 1999. So my whole time in Jersey, I, like you stated, was not athletic. So I was more the volunteer, the cheer squad type of thing. In high school, I just didn't find myself very coordinated. As I got older, I would rollerblade and do things like that and go to the gym and lift weights. But that was the extent of my exercise. Moving to Atlanta in 99, got into the work scene, and found that there was a lot of traffic and long days, and the gyms weren't as close. And although it's nice weather in Atlanta, it's not as outdoorsy as I expected it to be as I had up north. So I didn't make it to the gym as much, and I put on weight due to long hours at work. So in 2009, I decided to take my life back, and I joined at Lifetime Fitness, which is a 24-hour gym, which was very, very helpful in my process because they offered a lifestyle change instead of, you know, the basic workout routine that you'd find at like a Gold's Gym or your little neighborhood gym. So they offer lifestyle change. They have a cafe. They have very good personal trainers. And at that time, I also had a girlfriend who was into running, and she ran an event annually, which is the Atlanta Women's Day 5K, and she asked me to run with her. And I've always wanted to run. I'd go to the park and walk, and I'd see the runners run by, and they just seemed like they were in another world, and they just seemed relaxed. But every time I tried to run, even if it was a quarter of a mile, it was exhausting. So pretty much when I make up my mind to do something and I have a goal to reach, I make sure that I do what's necessary to reach that goal. So at the gym, I take the treadmill, and each day I try and run. So my treadmill running was like at speed of 4 on the treadmill, which is like 4 miles per hour. So it was very slow. And, again, it was tedious, but I was so happy that I could actually run 3 miles on the treadmill. So we took and we did the 5K. And at that point, I noticed the camaraderie of runners. And this was all women, but it was all women of different ethnic backgrounds, shapes, sizes. And everybody was out there doing the best they could. Some people walked the whole thing. Some people ran walk. Some people had strollers. Some people had pets. But everybody was out there and cheering them on, and it was just a great time. And,
wow.
Yeah, so at that point, even though it was just a 5K, I felt like an athlete. So, and to me, that was a great accomplishment to be able to do that. So I tend to, when I start something, to really get wrapped up in it. So I was like, I wonder if I could do 6 miles. So I signed up for a race because my friends weren't ready to do a 10K at that time. So I signed up for a local race. I think that was in May. And I said, well, if I can't complete the 6 miles, I've at least tried, and I won't let anybody down because I'm doing it by myself. And I did that in about 1 hour and 6 minutes. So, you know, I was really pumped that, you know, I was able to do that. And then I went on Facebook, and Facebook will get you in trouble all the time. And then I had other friends that were doing halves and so forth, and they're showing their medals, and it's like, you don't get medals for 5Ks and 10Ks. So I'm like, I want a medal. So I said to my girlfriend, how about doing a half marathon? And she's a Capricorn just like I am. So she's like, okay. And we picked the one in San Francisco, and that was at the end of July in 2010. So we started training about May, and we trained up until, you know, beginning of July. And she got the training plan because I knew nothing about running. I used to get a pain in my side that was, like, so painful that I'd have to stop running, and I didn't know why. And then later to find out that's called a stitch, and it's caused because your steps don't go exactly with your breathing. So it causes your diaphragm to compress in a means where it gives you a cramp in your side.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, so exactly. These things, I'm like, what's wrong with me? So, you know, I really didn't know what to search for online and so forth. I wasn't getting running world at the time. And so, you know, somebody else I talked to said, well, try chewing gum because it helps to regulate your breathing. So then I had this thing before I could run, I always had to chew gum. But eventually that went away. But anyhow, we went to San Francisco. I was terrified, and my girlfriend, she can run and talk. I was still a beginner, so talking was like out of question most of the time because I was trying to breathe. So at the beginning of the race, I wasn't talking to her, and I know she felt nervous because this was the furthest distance she had went as well, and we were all the way across the world. So, you know, after I got through the first 5 miles, and I was like, okay, I can do this, then I started to talk to her, and we talked through it, and, you know, we made it through, and it was awesome. It was an awesome experience to have that medal placed on you and, you know, just to be there. And when we came back to the room, we were sore from the race and everything, but I automatically got online and signed up for my next race because I didn't want to lose it. It's like, okay, I finally learned how to do this, and I've done the distance, and I don't want to lose it. So by the end of 2010,
awesome.
By the end of 2010, I had finished 7 half marathons. So I did several in-state. I did one in South Carolina, one in San Antonio, and one in Virginia Beach. But the others were basically local. But once I got into it, and it's just the feeling of being free and the people that you meet and everyone speaks to you, and it's just awesome. It's a different world. So
it seems like that support group that you initially found, like you didn't necessarily, you joined a gym and you maybe had access to trainers, but you didn't necessarily have a trainer. Your main support system was this group of runners, like fellow runner women, it seems. And that's really kind of what helped you learn and stay motivated.
Yes, and I mean, a gym helps too, because when you go to the gym on a regular basis, you see the regular faces. And when you don't go, they're like, oh, where you are? So you feel guilty about not going. So you come to know
accountability.
Those and they support. Yes, exactly. But with running, and you're running, it's like, I guess people talk about, oh, you learn all these different things when you play golf. Well, one is the same thing. If you're running for an hour, you're talking. And it's like you learn about different phone plans. You learn about, okay, who had to fail. You know, it's one of those things. It's like you don't have to be a woman. You don't have to be a man. You have to come from the same background. You have to live in the same neighborhood. What you have in common is running. And whoever runs loves it. I mean, it's a love-hate sometimes, but, you know, for the most part, they enjoy doing it. So you connect mm-hmm. that way. It's
That's
just,
great.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
it was a lot more than just the physical for you. It was like a means of social interaction, of getting support, of kind of a release. So that you think that it could serve that for other people as well, kind of like finding your athletic niche is also a way to like meet a new group of people and branch out.
Right, because I see lots of groups that start, like meetup.com. They have lots of group people who want to meet for this book and meet for this. But I'm like, you're meeting these people, and as you talk to them, you find their common interests, and then, boom, you have a book club just based off the people that you run with. So, absolutely, it's like you don't even really have to try. They're out there, and they, like I said, they have other interests as well. And once you start running with them, like I found people that travel with me internationally. I've only known them mm-hmm. from Facebook, and it's because we're in a running community. We share rooms together. It's like, who cares?
Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
Yeah.
So you've been inspired then to travel a lot. Is that one of your favorite parts about running? How has that enabled you to just meet your goal there?
Okay, I've always wanted to travel, but, you know, most of your friends, of course, after high school and college, they get married, they move off, they have different interests. So it's trying to get your friends to connect, even go to places that you want to. It's like a compromise. So with running, you post a race, and whoever's interested would be willing to go. So then, like I said, most of the time I don't know these people. I get to know them as we get out there or, you know, start making arrangements to go to these places. And I automatically, if I don't know, sometimes I go by myself. I know 20,000 people that's going to be there because they're runners. So it really doesn't matter. So I don't have, you know, I have that ability to travel when I want to. And then I can always conversate with someone there because we have something in common. So it's bridged the gap of trying to meet people, you know, moving to Georgia. It's bridged the gap of, you know, fitness, of course. And then that gap that I have of wanting to travel but not having someone to travel with, I mean, it's like totally like filled in the dots or, you know, made everything whole in different aspects of my life. So, and I try to bring other people into that to explain, okay, running is, you know, may not be fun, but there's fun aspects to it.
Mm. Yeah.
Some people's like, oh, it's tiring and everything, and I'm like, but there's the fun aspects. And then a lot of people said that I'm a motivator because they look at my Facebook page and I'm here and I'm there, and then I'm noticing more people wanting to travel and you know, even if it's just out of state, because they can see how fun running can be. You don't have to, you know, be the Olympian that has to go the fastest every time. Sometimes my races are very slow because I'm stopping, I'm shaking hands, I'm like the mayor or something, you know, I'm having a good time.
That's good. You know, I just want to pause just to send prayers and out to the Boston marathon runners and the people that lost their lives and the families. And it's such a tragedy, but thank God that at least the people that were responsible have been apprehended. And not to let that detract you from running, because running, as Michelle was saying, it could be very beneficial. And, you know, just to continue, what would you say to them, Michelle?
Well, tell you the truth, this morning before I got on the show, I went to volunteer at a race, and the spirits are just, you know, even more enhanced to want to get out there and run because, you know, that's something that you're not going to take away from us. So
awesome.
I think the bond with runners is even stronger today because of that event. And
awesome.
And whenever I see, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
It's an emotional time.
Exactly. But I have many friends who ran in a race, and as I see they wear their shirts, it just makes me get emotional.
Oh, so you had many friends that were at the Boston Marathon.
Right, and even this morning I saw many people with their, you know, Boston race attire from this year. So, you know that they were there.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you want to hug them.
Whew. Wow.
As a matter of fact, my girlfriend, she had just passed where they bombed 2 minutes.
Oh,
so
my
she was,
God.
And her kids were waiting there to cheer her on, so she missed it just in the nick of time. So when you
wow.
think of these things.
And, you know, Kimberly, just to let everyone know, Michelle is my baby sister. She's not a baby.
Yeah.
She's, and she's always, you know, you never know where she'll be in terms of running. And when we heard what happened, even though I knew she was in town, I just wanted to make sure. So I texted her. I said, "You're here, right?" Just to make sure that, you know, she wasn't there. And that was just a sigh of relief, you know.
I bet.
As a family member, you know, as a sister. And didn't mean to invoke painful memories, Michelle. Let's just talk about diabetes for a while. You know, diabetes, just to give a little history on diabetes, it's you've got almost 380 million people worldwide, and these are just the people that have been tested that are actually diabetics. And the sad thing is that only 5% of those people are type 1, meaning you've got 95% of people who are diabetic who are type 2 diabetics, and it's based
mm-hmm.
on lifestyle. So we've got a long way to go. Here in the United States, and these were last year's stats, but there were close to, I think it was 30 million people in the United States that have diabetes that have been diagnosed, and a lot have not actually been tested for diabetes, so they don't even know if they're
mm-hmm.
diabetic. And what's sad is that some of the third world countries, such as India, I think they have the highest rate. I think it's like close to 65 million people, followed by China, which you would think that because, you know, it's a different eating lifestyle. But they are also have a high rate of their, citizens who have diabetes. And so it's something that we've got to get a foothold on. Just about everyone, I think, can identify with someone, even if they themselves do not have diabetes, someone, you know, who does. And so this is a plight. I know we've done a lot last year when I was with the radio station here in Atlanta. And with my co-host, we were doing a lot, even working locally with the American Diabetes in terms of, you know, bringing awareness and just trying to change people's lives. The biggest thing is for people to get tested to make sure that
mm-hmm.
they're not walking around with diabetes. So it is something that is such a ooh, God, it's such a killer, you know. It's a silent killer, and it causes so many other physical, mental complications. So it's very, very important to bring that awareness, and I do commend you, Michelle, on, you know, taking that step from a runner's perspective. And as you mentioned, that you don't see a lot of people in the community, your running community, that actually are, you know, knowledgeable or even running against diabetes. So with that, we commend you, and just going to pass it back over to you. What got you started with diabetes, you know, I Run Against Diabetes?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've done, since 2010, since July of 2010, about 40 half marathons. So I do about 2 a month. And I've done, completed 8 marathons, one of which it being a 50K race, which is 31 miles. And some of those were international. One marathon last year, actually April 15th of last year, was in Paris. And then I've done one in Puerto Rico, and I've done Bermuda. But I've noticed with the registrations, because you can, you know, when you go to register, you know, funds for various causes and so forth. And I realized there weren't, that I could recall, any of those causes for diabetes. Most of them was for leukemia, breast cancer, hunger, and a lot of other great causes, but there weren't any for diabetes. And even here in Atlanta, we don't have, I think we have a walk or two for diabetes, either for American Diabetes Association or JDRL. So I'm like, you know, instead of questioning why is it, why don't I do something about it? And that's what why I started I Run Against Diabetes, to reach out to members in the running community and let them know, hey, there's a lot of people with this disease. And just helpful reminders, because sometimes everyone knows that you're supposed to eat well and exercise, but mm-hmm. they don't always do it. So sometimes you just need those constant reminders in your life that this is, if you do this, this is what will happen. So, you know, with my Facebook page, and I have a large running community, I post, you know, different, besides being on, you know, just my page, because sometimes I don't really post exercise on my page, but this page I dedicate to posting about exercises, different meals, and things that I've seen on the Diabetes Association page. Letting them be aware of when Diabetes Awareness Month is, what the colors are, what's the difference between type 1 and type 2, and sometimes you can go from being a type 2 to a type 1 if you don't take care of yourself. And what is intriguing is that as I talk about it, I have people that I run with start talking about family members, like, oh, my husband has it, and my, you know, things that never came up in conversation with running is coming up now. And as I wear my shirts to say I run against diabetes, I keep people stopping me to talk to me to say, do you have it? Or, you know, this is what's going on. One lady called the other day just, you know, to get information about my website and so forth for her records. And she was like, her son has diabetes and had it since his 20s and is doing nothing about it. I said, well, if he at least, you know, and I just casually said, if he, you know, did exercise and watch what he ate, if he's type 2, then he can actually control it and, you know, eliminate it. Another thing that I have done is started a run group on Meetup, because I had a run group already on Tuesdays, but I, you know, I'm like, why don't I include people that want to be a part of this movement for this cause? And I named the run group I Run Against Diabetes, and it's a social run walk from 1 to 6 miles on Tuesday evenings, and we meet at Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek, Georgia, 6:30 in the evening. And I put that Meetup out there, and so far I have like 12 people. And most of the people who have joined have type 1 or type 2, and they're saying, yeah, I'm, you know, I walk every, but I need to get more active. And, you know, this is helping them to, you know, pull out the fact that they need to be more active and pay attention to the fact that they do have diabetes, because most of them have it, but they're just not doing anything about it.
Mm.
So I'm glad that this is giving them an outlet to talk about it and then, you know, bring awareness even to themselves. Like, hey, I could do something about this. I'm not in this alone. There's other people that have it just doing the same thing. So let me, you know, finally do something about it. So I look forward to our first meet for I Run Against Diabetes social run this Tuesday and meeting all these people.
So would you say your primary goal with the organization then is to also raise awareness for diabetes? And then the next 5 to 10 years, where do you see it growing? Like, how do you see I run for diabetes growing over the course of just more runs? And are you going to do talks? Like, where do you see it going in the future?
Oh, I have, like, these big, big, big dreams for it because, like I said, the response that I'm getting from this virtual event, and it's a small event, but it's just right now this event is mainly to bring awareness and also hopefully, you know, people will donate money to American Diabetes Association because the fee for the actual virtual challenge was kept low so that people wouldn't think that, you know, feel that they have to give a whole bunch of money for, you know, this event. So, but I'm already planning for a 5K in November, which I want proceeds to benefit children's diabetes. But I see at least two runs a year and then other types of fundraising events throughout the year. And I'm you know, talking to people to see, you know, what else can we do to bring awareness so that, you know, it's at the forefront. So when you see a gray ribbon, you know what that means as much as you, as well as you see a pink ribbon. I want that awareness to be there. So
That's
great. Still in the beginning steps, but yeah, I'm already planning for the next events and, you know, how I want to address the community and get them more involved.
That's awesome. Could you define virtual run?
Absolutely. Virtual run, some people think that it's like a game or something, but virtual run just means that, like this morning, there was a race. There was a 5K, 10K. The 5K started at 7:30 and the 10K started at 8. That means you have to get out of your bed, find parking, drive somewhere, and, you know, you have to be at a specific place. With a virtual run, you can run with your run club. You can run in your neighborhood. It's more or less you're on your own, but you as a runner who has pledged to do this, and that's pretty much what you're doing. You're pledging your miles or your exercise, your fitness for that weekend because it's a weekend event. It's June 21st to 24th in tribute to acknowledgement of diabetes. And, you know, the main focus is to bring awareness to this cause through fitness. So you're pledging fitness in the form of miles that weekend. And you can run with people, run regular how you normally do. If you don't normally run, hey, take up, you have 4 days. If you want to do 3 miles, do a mile a day, half a mile a day or whatever. But get that done, and that weekend is for diabetes. So you're saying, this is what I'm doing to bring awareness. This is my piece that I'm doing for the community and for, you know, myself who may have it or others who have it.
So you're actually running. You're just keeping connected virtually. You're not just behind a computer.
Exactly.
You're actually running.
Right. So they can. I have my Facebook page where I encourage people to upload pictures. I have my website. You know, so you'll stay connected with other runners throughout the world because this is a national event virtually. So it's more that piece is the virtual. But actually, you're running. You're actually going outside to do that, or at a treadmill, or however you do your run walk. You're actually physically going to be doing that. But your connection won't be that you have to be at a certain place. But I do have a location in Georgia, in Johns Creek. That's Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek, where I'm going to be hosting where it's a run club, pretty much like my social run on Tuesday, where those who are taking part in the challenge can actually run with everybody there. And that will start at 7 a.m. on June 22nd. Otherwise, you run wherever you feel comfortable, whatever time of day you feel comfortable. You just have, you know, start at midnight the 21st and at 11 o'clock p.m. on the 24th, and I will send you your medal of accomplishment of awareness in the mail.
That's awesome.
From John Street. Yeah, and then you get it in person.
That's awesome, and we're doing it as a family because I signed up for the 5K, and so did Mom.
Awesome.
And I think Sister is going to as well, so yeah, that was good. And we're not runners, by at least I'm not. But you can run, walk, or jog, correct, Michelle?
Whatever form you need to, you know, that you're comfortable with at your fitness level, yes.
Awesome. I am, it's an exciting project. I'm very, very proud of you. And the fact that you've been able to accomplish so much in 3 years, Kimberly, that's awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah, I totally agree. It's such an, like I said, it's an inspiration for anybody out there that's hoping to start their own
running for a cause, or not just running, any activity for a cause. Michelle, what advice would you have for a person who has a cause close to their heart and they want to raise awareness through fitness, maybe not running, maybe through another activity like biking or something? What advice would you give that kind of person?
You know, I was waiting for the opportune time. It's no opportune time. You just have to get up and do it. You know, you may be extremely successful. You may be mediocre, or it may not do so well, but you won't know until you actually try. And you have social media in which you can use. You can easily post an event for free on Facebook and share with your community, and hopefully they'll share it out. Like a girlfriend, she's doing a hula hoop event. You know, how long? When was the last time you put on a hula hoop? Exactly, but it's fun. And, you know, and she's getting donations. There's all types of events, but you know what I'm saying? Even if one person shows up, that's one more than it was yesterday. So, you know, just whatever you feel, this, you know, deep in your heart that you want to do, just go out there and do it. I mean, the most someone could say is, no, I don't have any money at the time or whatever, but you won't know until you actually try. So, you know, social media is awesome for that, for getting events out there. And there's so many free forms of it that you can, you know, use for advertising. Like I said, it doesn't have to be large. It could be just three people in a park.
Exactly. And it's free, like you said. I think that's a great point. I think there might be a misconception. In order to kind of organize any kind of anything for a cause, you need to have some money up front. But with social media and with sites like Meetup, like you mentioned, you really don't need to spend much of your own money if that's an issue for you. So it's a great point.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, Michelle, I know that you're a triathlete, so talk a little about that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so just like with running, I always wanted to swim. But swimming is a little bit more terrifying because that water, I just think, is trying to kill me. But, you know, last year I turned 40, so I said, you know, each year I set spiritual goals, financial goals, fitness goals, and so on and so forth. So my goal last year, January, was to learn to swim and to take part. I won't say compete, more or less, but take part in my first triathlon. So I started with swimming lessons at Lifetime Fitness again. I mean, that has been really the foundation for a lot of my fitness goals. So I have to say that you know, again. And I've had friends who tried to teach me to swim, and I don't know if it was a trust issue or maybe they just didn't connect with me, but this woman, she saw what I was doing. She says, I overthink things, and I'm very analytical, and this is true. So I try to mechanically think on how my arms are supposed to move and my legs instead of just doing it. And she saw that. So she'd take me through drills, which, you know, would make me do things. So I say, oh, if I let out all my air, I could get to the bottom of the pool. You know, things of that sort where I had to, like, try it. And then once I tried it and it did X, Y, Z, then I was cool with it. So I actually can swim now. I'm not comfortable with open water, but I did compete in my first sprint triathlon last June. And, you know, the fact that I can, you know, run and then say, hey, I'm going to go for a swim, it's like, still, I'm a swimmer. Like, the same with me saying I'm a runner, it's you know, running, okay, I've gotten to accept the fact that I'm a runner now. But the fact that when I say I'm a swimmer, it's still new to me because it's like, I was terrified of the water. And, you know, I would get in it, but it was, you know, staying at the shallow end with my little tubular thing around my waist, you know, or it was more or less going to the beach, you know, the ladies, cute. You know, I never got in the water, but, you know, it's like if you make up your mind to do things, it will be hard at first, but eventually you will adapt, your body will adapt, and things will change, and you will be successful at it. That doesn't mean you're going to be an Olympian swimmer, but you will make it. And the hardest part is starting, and that's what deters people from doing so many things. It's like, oh, my gosh, my breathing, my chest hurts. Oh, I'm, you know, gasping for air when I'm swimming. And it's like, you know, that's today. It won't always be that day. And it's, you know, the world that we're in today with the microwaves, the fast food, and everything's fast. Everybody wants a quick fix, even to weight loss. And everything takes time, and you have to have the patience and want to put in the time because it will come. Every day my body is changing, you know. It's getting better each year, you know. So, you know, be happy with the small successes and don't let them deter. Okay, you only lose 50 and you only lost 5. That's a success. So, you know, and that's what people tend to, you know, not look at. They want to look at the big picture, and it's like, you know, there's little small pieces that gets to that big picture. So,
that's
Michelle,
so true.
I think it's so funny that you've run, you know, upwards of 7 marathons, and you said you just now consider yourself a runner. But I think, I mean, I would have considered you a runner, yeah, after the first 5K. But I think it's a great point, especially I think with women, and I guess just with anybody who might be dealing with a little self-doubt or trepidation, it's a great point. Like, you're a runner. If you want to do something, do that thing, and then you are that thing, you know? And it's like the second you started running, you were a runner. I think sometimes people get caught up in their head and they're like, oh, you know, I may run here and there, but I'm not a runner, and or I may swim here and there, but I'm not a swimmer. But you are. You are what you do. And
that's a great point. And you're going to be running, I'm sorry, not running. Well, you do run, but you're going to be biking for Toward the Cure for the American Diabetes. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So I missed it last year, and you know, and that's another reason why I want to get involved in this cause, because there's not enough publicity about the events that do take place. So I'm like, okay, I want my cycling community and my biking community to know that there are a couple events out there, and I also want to, you know, create more. But the Tour de Cure, it doesn't get a lot of publicity. I mean, there's a Tour de Pink that's in October, which is really widely publicized, but I'll be doing the Tour de Cure May 19th. That's the Atlanta one, but they have in different states. So please go to the American Diabetes website to find out, you know, when is the next Tour de Cure in your state. But, yes, I'll be taking part, and I'm going to do 26 miles. I haven't been on my bike yet this year, so that's why we signed up for 26 miles. But the donations that I am getting from my iRun virtual cause, I'm linking into the Tour de Cure donation page to make it simplified. So you'll see that if you actually go out to www.irunagainstdiabetes.com, that it links to that. But absolutely, and it's like I wish there were more events throughout the year. I think there's going to be a walk as well beginning of June for diabetes,
yes.
And I think there's a something else not near Atlanta but in Georgia for JDRL or someone who's raising money for JDRL in October. So, like I said, it's very few pickings of events that's happening, so that's why I really want to increase those events. But besides running cycling for Tour de Cure, before that, on May 5th, I'm doing a 5-borough bike ride in New York City. So it's pretty much the same path that you take for the New York Marathon, but I'm doing that on bike. So, and then next weekend, I'll be running the Kentucky Derby half marathon. So the events keep coming, and each event has its causes. So it's like, you know, me partaking in them, it's good, it's travel, it's exposure to other people, but I'm also benefiting, I mean, you know, contributing to those causes. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot to do out there for everyone. There's a little bit for everybody, so.
So when?
That's
when?
Awesome. Wow. Now, how many miles is the 5-borough race?
Everyone thinks because you say 5-borough is New York, it's not really that far apart. So the 5-borough is probably like, because if you run the New York Marathon, it's 26 miles, so it's under 30. So it's probably going to be around the same amount of miles I'm doing for Tour de Cure.
Okay. What's the, I guess, the most miles you have actually
cycled?
Not run, but, yeah, cycled, sorry. Yeah, that's what I was trying
okay,
to, yeah.
The furthest I've cycled was 40 miles, and I had wanted to do a century, but I injured myself, and it was my fault. I wasn't fitted properly for my bike, and that's the point that I want to bring up since you went there. All of this is very fine and dandy, but cycling, running, swimming, you have to have, of course, clearance from your doctor and the proper attire. Running, you just can't pick up a pair of shoes that are on sale and go out and running. You will hurt your knees, your legs, your back, and everything else, and it'll make the experience horrible, and you'll be like, oh, running's horrible. And it's not running. It's just that you weren't prepared. It's like just how you get up in the morning, you have to brush your teeth. You have to change your shoes every 300 miles, literally. You have to make sure you have the proper shoes because some people run where the foot twists outward. Some people run where their foot twists inward. Some people have a neutral gait. There's shoes for all of that. And, there's, you know, each maker, whether it's Nike, Saucony, Adidas, it's, you know, it fits differently for a person. So you really need to go to a store that specializes in running shoes for that. And then also you have to make sure that you take nutrients. You know, I didn't know this when I started running. After a certain amount of time running, and that's the body in general, after 60 minutes of exercise, you need to replenish your nutrients. So for runners, they have these gels and things that you can take to give you more energy because, you know, your body, although you may still feel fine, your body is fatiguing. And, you know, after you finish running, you have to make sure that you take a recovery drink because, you know, you're doing exercise. You have to take care of your body. You just can't do it. And then, you know, it gives the extra activity a bad rap. And with cycling, you have to make sure you have the right shorts because that seat, I don't care what kind of seat it is, it's not comfortable. So, and then you have to make sure you have your sunblock and your helmet. So it's like, you know, it can be a little costly, but think about that cost as opposed to going for a knee replacement. And that's the things that you have to keep in mind. So just how you, you know, pay to get your nails done, your hair clipped, go to the dentist, you have to pay to make sure you have the proper attire to do your fitness. So it doesn't have to be expensive, but it has to be the proper attire, and you have to take care of that. So that's one area that I want to point out, because a lot of people get out there and they had these shoes for a year and they go running. I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, you're really going to hurt yourself with that. So
That's a very good point. Very, very good point, because the average person, say, listening to the show and, you know, really get inspired, without you making that point, they may, again, have a pair of sneakers for a couple of years now and decide, okay, it's time for me to go and start, you know, and, as you say, end up injuring themselves. So that's a very, very good point. Also good for a blog. Do you have a blog, Michelle, that maybe gives tips, or do you put it on your Facebook page?
I pretty much put it on my Facebook page because I think everybody has a blog, and I'm sure it would be helpful, but until I see the need for it, and I know so many people, pretty much everyone's on Facebook. I mean, there's some people, you know, still anti-Facebook, but most people are on Facebook. So I try to go there and put it so it's not another medium that someone has to go to. So right now I'm not blogging.
And that's the I Run Against Diabetes Facebook page, correct?
Yeah, we have a Facebook fan page, I Run Against Diabetes, correct.
Okay, awesome. Wow. Well, we're going to take just 1 minute, and then we will be back momentarily with Michelle of I Run Against Diabetes.
Healthy Explosion Show brings you the latest in holistic health and wellness from around the world. Take your health to the next level. Healthy Explosion is for you. Guests range from sleep experts, hormone specialists, natural chemists, plus much, much more. Our monthly newsletter features snippets of show content available at HealthyExplosionShow.com. Download and share with family and friends. Feature products or services in our newsletter by visiting HealthyExplosionShow.com. To be a guest on our show and share your ideas, visit HealthyExplosionShow.com. Tune in Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. to our live broadcast. Listen online by calling 914-338-0741 or via our mobile site on your Android, BlackBerry, or iDevices. Listen to our archive shows on HealthyExplosionShow.com or blogtalkradio.com/HealthyExplosionShow. Remember, your health is your wealth. Live it well.
Welcome back to the Healthy Explosion Show. I'm Martina DeGoot, your host, and joining me is Kimberly Britt, my co-host, and our special guest today, Michelle of High Run Against Diabetes. Awesome work you're doing, Michelle. Just really, really, really awesome. Could you talk a little bit more about the event, how people would get registered for the upcoming event in June?
Sure. The best way to get registered is online, and you can go to www.irunagainstdiabetes.com, and there's a link that gives you the details on the actual challenge, what it entails, and then there's a link to actually take you to registration via active.com. I also do appearances at different running stores in Atlanta, and I do post that on my Facebook page. So, again, we have an I Run Against Diabetes Facebook page where I'll be, and then I can do on-site registrations And then another means in which you can register, I have a sponsor, Dr. Lee Chiropractic in Johns Creek, Georgia, and they're offering $10 credit to future services in their office if you show your receipt from registration, or you can register in their office. So those are the ways in which you can register at this time. So it's either online with Active, you can get to the link from my website, in person at one of the running stores that I would be at, or via Dr. Lee Chiropractic in Johns Creek, and information on where his practice is also on my website.
So great.
Let me go into one other thing. Let me go into one thing. So the cost is $10. Going through Active, they do charge a $3.25 processing fee. If you see me in person and you just give me $10, of course, there's no processing fee. If you're an Active Advantage member, then there's no processing fee. Another way to get rid of the processing fee is if you register via Dr. Lee Chiropractic, and those are the ways to get rid of that processing fee. That's something that I can't take back. That's something that Active does. What else? Okay, there's also prize giveaways starting in May. Each week I'll do a raffle giveaway based on the registrations that I have to that date. And I have sponsors who've given me restaurant gift certificates, such as Outback. And I have a couple of restaurants here in Atlanta, like Atlanta Bread Company, Mambo's and so forth. And I'm also trying to get other ones. Then I also have some T-shirts. So those will be some of the items that I'll be one a week in May. The bigger prize giveaways, I had a ladies' road bike and an Xbox Kinect. And a way that you can be eligible for those raffles is by referral. So for the road bike, if you refer 20 other people, and upon registration, I'll ask you who refers you, and you just put their first and last name, then they'll get credit for that. And if they get 20 of those, they get entered in a raffle for the road bike. 30 of those get entered in a raffle for the Xbox Kinect. So, you know, I really want to spread the word on this event so that people are more aware of diabetes and hopefully will like the Facebook page so they can get more information. And, you know, everyone's getting a finisher medal. So if you happen to be in Georgia and want to come to Johns Creek on the 22nd at 7 a.m., I will give you your finisher's medal there after you finish running. Otherwise, I'll be sending all of this out after that Monday in the mail, and you'll get your finisher's medal in the mail. Like I said, when I first did my 5K, there was no medal, so that's why I had to run a half marathon. So here you can run a 5K and a 10K, and you still get a medal. So that's what's awesome.
Come get your medal.
And you can walk, run, or jog. It, so it doesn't...
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're not able to run the entire, because the 5K is what, 3.5 miles?
3.1 miles.
3.1, okay. So if you're not able to run, then walk or jog. And it's a great way of, if you have extra weight to shed, of losing weight and, you know, just getting some oxygen and really helping to improve your overall breathing and health. But always make sure before you start any exercise, walking, make sure, as Michelle mentioned earlier, get a clearance from your physician or healthcare provider, because you don't want to just start doing that. You may have some health issues that will prevent you from doing that. So that's very, very important. And Michelle, you also have that disclosure on your website as well, correct?
Correct. I have a waiver on my my website, and of course when you go to register also there's a waiver, so yes.
Want to make sure that you're able to do that. We don't want anything happening to you. Now, let's just say someone is out of the Atlanta area, they're very interested, and they don't know how to get started. I know you mentioned earlier that people can just, you basically go online, register, and just decide where you're actually going to do the run. It starts, I think, what, the 21st of June through the 24th. So one of the things you mentioned to me was that you could do it in segments. You don't have to run the whole thing all at once. It would be nice, but, you know, you walk at your own pace. But how could people actually get involved if they wanted to sponsor you and they're not in the Atlanta area? How would they reach you?
They can send me, they can call me. My number is 678-296-3624. Or you can reach me via IRunAgainstDiabetes@gmail.com. Because I'm looking for people who would want to do something like I'm doing in Johns Creek and provide a means for people who are registered for this challenge to all get together as if it was an actual race and so forth and run together. So I would love for people to contact me so I can at least, you know, if they don't want to do the whole medal handing out thing but they just want to run together, that's absolutely fine. And then I can list that, hey, we have another place besides Johns Creek where if you want to run your or run, walk, jog your challenge miles for that weekend, you can contact or go to this location. So I'm trying to, you know, find other locations where people will be willing to, you know, if it's a run group, because some run groups automatically meet on a Saturday. So instead of just, you know, that one group at that point, those miles, that path or whatever you're taking is dedicated to diabetes for that weekend. Because there's one running store that has run club on Mondays, and the challenge ends Monday night. They can use that Monday to run it. So, you know, just, you know, feel free to reach out to me by either phone or email, or you can go on the website and submit a contact me if you didn't get the information and get back in touch with you. But I'm definitely looking for people who would want to do that, and I can list their locations of where those meetups would be online.
Michelle, how did you go about finding so many great sponsors? Like you mentioned Outback, and you mentioned a couple others. How did you just go and kind of tell them what you were doing and why you were doing it, and it was as easy as that, or how did you do it?
Yes, and you know what? I love that because then I feel like I'm actually part of the community, so it's pretty much just driving around, walking around, going into different places. You know, not everybody wants to, you know, take part in it, but for the most part, you know, I just, you know, knock and tell them what I'm doing, and it's like, oh, really? Awesome. And then, you know, they help contribute, so I get gift certificates that way. Dr. Lee Chiropractic saw my flyer in a Starbucks and contacted me, and, you know, the more I talked about it, they wanted to get involved, and they offer that type of sponsorship. So, you know, what if you want to get involved and there's a sponsorship that I haven't spoke of and you have a way that you feel that you could contribute to this cause and this event, then, you know, please feel free to contact me. You know, every idea is a, you know, a good idea. So, you know, let me know. But it's just pretty much hitting the ground and working for I Run Against Diabetes.
That's awesome. I was going to ask you something. Oh, goodness. Kimberly, jump right in. It was a question I was going
sure.
to ask.
Sure. So you kind of mentioned, Michelle, that you have like a family personal connection to diabetes, and that's what inspired you to get started doing it. Do you want to elaborate on that and maybe how the run has helped some members of your family, even just in the short time that you've been doing it, how you've been able to help people already overcome?
Oh, can I, Martina, can I tell about your little incident last weekend?
No. Okay. All right. Michelle?
Okay. But
okay, now,
One second. Let me start. What inspired me was the fact that I have family members with diabetes, so my father has it. He's type 2 because he wasn't born with it, but he's type 1 now because it's out of control. So I'm hoping that he sees me doing all this work that will, you know, make him, and I'm going up there, like I said, for the fire girl, and he's in New Jersey, so I'm going up there. So, you know, I want to show him this is what I'm doing. So, you know, he goes to exercise now, but his problem is diet. So it's not just exercise, it's diet as well. So, he's an older man, and it's like, I've been doing this all my life. I'm not going to change. But, you know, I'm just, you know, praying one day that he will see the light and want to change that. But at least he is exercising, so he goes to exercise. I have an uncle who's, you know, just diagnosed, and he happened to pass out, and, you know, he didn't have it before. So that was his eye-opener. He's already changed his diet and so forth. So, you know, some people don't need the extreme to happen or can have the extreme to happen and make changes in your life. But I've had other relatives that I never got a chance to meet that I know that have lost, you know, limbs to the disease.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you let it go, you could lose your sight, you could lose limbs, and, you know, all kind of other organs can be damaged from, you know. And it has other complications, but, you know, most people who are in that, you know, state where, especially when you're in a state where you're considered or classified obese, you may not have or test positive for diabetes, but you're definitely at risk for it. So just want everyone to, you know that. But that's what inspired me to do that. And, you know, I've been all running, and my family's like, well, so what causes it for? And I know they're waiting for me to say for it's diabetes or something, and it's not. So I'm like, you know, that's another reason why I started. But just to lead into what happened last weekend, I won't go into specifics. You know, my sister eats very well, and she takes care of herself and so forth. But, you know, physical fitness is not just eating. Hold on. Physical fitness is not just taking care of yourself. It's classified. I think there's five different aspects. There's cardiovascular health. There's, you know, there's the nutritional health. There's flexibility. There's strength. There's, you know, different aspects of fitness. And a lot of people in the gym, they focus on the strength. You know, you see these guys, they're muscle built. But if they run the block, they're out of shape. You know what I mean? So it's like, you have to do everything in moderation, but you have to do everything. So a little piece of, you know, everything. So my sister does a lot, but she doesn't do a whole lot when it comes to cardiovascular type of things. So I had her on a little speed walk last week, and she realized, okay, I need to add this. And I'm glad that she said that, but she says, I need to add this to my life. So just that alone, she has no, you know, diseases or anything, but that opened her eyes. And sometimes people just need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just need that little eye opener. Yeah, everybody
that's
needs
true.
That from time to time. Yeah.
And that's when I signed up for the 5K, okay?
Exactly. I was like, but you see, it, you know, that little bit is like, okay, I need this, you know. And when I'm at the 5K, I see people all shapes and sizes. So that you may be 20 pounds overweight, but you're running, you're doing more than someone who's not, you know. And every little bit helped. So it's like, you know, don't let
that's
your
what's
thighs
great.
Or, yeah.
That's what's great about your organization, Michelle, is it's not just geared towards people that are sick or whatever. It's geared towards everybody. It's just getting the dialogue out there about diabetes and how running is one way to help. And, you know, it's a great thing, just raising general awareness, because you could be a healthy person. Maybe somebody in your family has diabetes, and through your efforts and running for a cause, you're inspiring them. So it's a great thing.
It really is, and again, I'm very, very proud. As a matter of fact, our family is becoming more and more of a health advocate, you know. Our mom, she's taking very good care of herself, and as a matter of fact, one of our sisters, a sibling rather, she had type 2 diabetes, and taking her through the program, she's now she has reversed her diabetes, and Michelle, she's also going to sign up. So you're inspiring us.
Wow.
Awesome. Well, yeah, because I get that, well, Michelle, you're inspiring me to run because they see me traveling and have a good time. But I want to inspire them to run because it's a healthy way of living, you know, and it's fitness. It's you know, it's not, you know, it's fun, but, you know, there's another aspect to it. And if you can get them all in, you know, one-stop shopping, then why not?
That's
very true.
Awesome. So, anything, any last minute? We're almost at the end of the program. Any last minute information or words of encouragement you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, I get asked, you know, why do I consider myself a runner? Because, and I know we just said because I've, you know, run even if it's 3 miles or a mile or whatever, I'm a runner. But they ask me, why do I consider myself a runner as opposed to a swimmer or, you know, a fitness buff, because I love going to the gym. But I really enjoy running, and the reason why I really enjoy running is because I never thought I could.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah, yes it is. And that's what stopped most of us from doing things, is because we don't believe we can.
Exactly.
So that's a nice segue to our close. Stop thinking that you can't. Instead of looking at the glass half empty, look at it as being half full. And even if it's just a few baby steps by walking, just start. Just move instead of sitting still. Michelle, you've been a great inspiration. Thank you for joining us today. We are just about out of time.
Kimberly, as always, thank you very, very much for being my co-host. And Michelle, we'll have you back on again, coming close to your I Run Against Diabetes race on June 21st. And thank you again. Until next time.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. We'll have to bring you back on again. Kimberly?
Thank you, Michelle. It was great. I really appreciate all your insight. You're such an inspiration, and thank you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health. Join us on Saturdays live at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Visit HealthyExplosionShow.com for information about the show, listen to archive shows, read our online newsletter, visit the Marketplace section for holistic products and services, and advertise your products and services. Don't forget to follow Healthy Explosion Show on Twitter and Facebook.